Hey, what's up, guys? This is a last minute spur of the moment podcast that I'm making. It's going to be quick. Theory popped into my head a few weeks ago, and I've been thinking about this, and something clicked in my head literally 2 minutes before I decided to make this podcast. And it makes a lot of sense. I did a lot of thinking about it. It's just a theory, but it, like I said, it really makes a lot of sense, and it's sick, but, you know, even though, you know, conspiracy theories are, you know, sometimes crazy, you take them with a grain of salt, honestly, in 2020, nothing is fucking off limits, nothing. I will keep anything in consideration at this point. At first, with that QAnon shit, I was like, get the fuck out of here with the pedophile ring, the satanic. I was like, come on, now you're going too far. But after all the shit that's going on, even especially with the Biden emails and now the underage girls, the photos and shit, nothing is off the table anymore. Nothing. Nothing. Everything is a possibility in my head now. Everything. Which is not really like me. You know, I think conspiracy theories are important. And hear me out why. If you have a country where the citizens do not question their government, they don't question authority, that's grounds for the government having full control over you. Okay? It's called keeping your government in check, keeping them in line. Right? Because America is so great because the citizens are always skeptical. It's in our DNA as Americans to not like a big government that has total control. We didn't like our ancestors and our forefathers. They didn't like the English, you know, controlling us. And we said, fuck you. We want our own country, and we're going to fight you for it. Even though we don't even have a real army, we're going to fight you. And we beat them. The Royal Army was the strongest and biggest army in the world by far back then. And the American military was nothing. It was a bunch of village people, not the gay band, but a bunch of people in villages that just wanted freedom. They had guns. And they wanted to, you know, maintain their freedom. And they were tired of the British. So that carried on to us in 2020, 200-something years. We don't like authority. And we're always going to question our government. We're never going to just leave them up to it. We're never going to just trust them 100% because that's not the way we do things. And if you look through history where the people completely trust their government, that's where the most tragedy and catastrophes happened. Communism, socialism, Nazis. The people just, they took the government's word for it. They trusted them with everything. And that was it. And then they gained control and 100 million people, 200 million people are dead. So, that being said, that's why I say some conspiracies are good. It's good, it's healthy for a nation to have some kind of conspiracy theories or to question our government. It's good, it's important, because it lets the government know that, listen, the people are onto you. These Americans are not stupid. We're not fucking stupid. And we have our eyes on you 100% of the time. And unfortunately, within the past 20 years, that has been less and less. And that's why we are in this fucked up predicament. Because too many people in America blindly just accept the government for who they are and let them do whatever they want. But there is still a ton of Americans, aka all Trump supporters. We don't trust you as far as we could throw you. And that's why we elected Trump. So, there's my tangent. Now let me go into my theory. This is pertaining to New York City. Doesn't matter if you're not from there or not. This is relevant to everybody in the country, but especially New Yorkers. So, we all know that Bill de Blasio is a socialist, right? He's a complete socialist. He's proud of it. It's not a slur. I'm not calling him that because I don't like him. It's an actual fact that he's a Marxist, socialist, communist. He doesn't like capitalism. He doesn't like America. These are facts. He has said it proudly that he likes socialism and communism and Marxism, the whole ideology. And you could see it with his track record in the last, what, 6 years, 7 years he's been destroying New York City. He's been mayor for, I guess it was 7 years or something like that. Everything he's doing is literally identical to how Marxism works, how communism and socialism works. Okay. So, de Blasio, now, mayors have a lot of, believe it or not, mayors have a lot of control. More control than the president in a lot of ways. The local governments are fucking crucial. And as Americans, for some fucked up reason, we don't take them seriously. In 2000 and, I think it was 2017, the, you know, de Blasio was up for re-election. Okay, so there are 9 million people, just under 9 million people that live in New York City, right? And at that time, there were over 5 million registered voters. You know how many people voted? 1 million. So, record low turnout. A fifth of the registered voters in the five boroughs voted. Okay? And he won by 66%. I just looked up these stats today. So it's a known fact that the people of New York, they obviously don't give a fuck. And I have another theory on why the voter turnout was so low. So New York City, since the mid 90s, has been beautiful, the best that the city has ever been, in a lot of ways, the safest. You know, taxes suck, but Giuliani in 94, 93, whenever he got into office, from then on, he turned that city around from shit to just the best city in the world. People were content. People didn't have anything to worry about. They did not think that it would make a fucking total 180 back into the 70s and 80s because times were too good. So people didn't find the need to research what de Blasio or Joe Lota or Maliotakis were about. They didn't give a fuck. They didn't care. The city was booming. Things were great. It was the safest it's ever been. You could walk around Times Square at 3 a.m. You could walk around 14th Street in Chelsea with no problem at all. Literally, no problem. The police were around. Crime was at an all-time low, down 75%. Nobody had anything to worry about, so nobody went out to vote, except for probably special interest people, just to lock in de Blasio winning, because he's a crook, obviously. 1 million fucking people out of 5 million registered voters voted. That's fucking atrocious. But, like I said, people were content. They had nothing to worry about. Election day was just another day to them. Because times were too good, and they would never even imagine the city would be where it is today. Okay? And although I can't stand Bloomberg, I think he's a douchebag, little midget fuck. He did good carrying over Giuliani's policies and his management style, his mayoral style. So No real complaints about him, except for towards the end of his third term, because he decided he won the third term, which is bullshit to me. Then he started getting into the fascism type of thing. We're not going to let you drink big gulps. You know, he started showing his real side, you know. At first, he was a populist. He said, okay, people obviously like the way that Giuliani ran the city, so I'm going to stay with that method, because at the end of the day, Bloomberg is a smart man. As much as I can't stand him, he's a smart man, and he knows that he had to put his ideology aside and stick with what the people like and obviously what's working. Even though he's a Democrat, the guy ran as a Republican. Could you imagine that? He ran as a fucking Republican and he got elected 3 terms, which is not a thing. So, Giuliani was the best thing that ever happened to the city. Bloomberg continued that. He was great. I can't even lie. I mean, there were things that I fucking hated, but for the most part, he did great because he was basically another Giuliani. He even hired the right guys, the right police commissioner, you know, Ray Kelly, who I happen to like a lot, you know. But then, this is where we're getting into dicey water here. His term was up. The people were content. People had nothing to worry about. The last thing that they were thinking about was the election, the mayoral election, because things were way too good for them to worry about that. People are busy carrying on with their lives. De Blasio gets elected. That was even less voter turnout. It was 1.08 million that voted in 2013, and then 1.09 million voted in 2017 for his re-election. So even less people voted in the 2013 mayoral election, right? Now, de Blasio, like I said, is a self-avowed, proud, socialist, communist, Marxist, right? And he knew, the guy is a fucking retard. He's a stupid man. I can't even say, like I can't stand Bloomberg, but he's a smart guy. He's a smart businessman for the most part, right? That's why he stuck with Giuliani's policies. De Blasio, the guy, is so dumb. It's unbelievable. But anyway, he gets elected. Right away, he starts going into... I'm not going to go into all the things that he started off with, because he didn't start off like this. He wasn't as extreme. He was still extreme, but it took a little while for his damage to really take place. But you could tell it already started. He started... He got rid of stop and frisk. Right away, that increased crime, right? Because, you know, he's all about that racial bullshit because he has a biracial family, which I honestly believe he married a black woman for the sake of his political career. You see, these people are sick. Everything they do has a reason. There's a reason why he married a black woman, because it will make him look like a progressive, like, I'm the future. We're going to be all different races. There's not going to be a such thing as just a white person. So that's that. And this is starting at a young age. That's why I say these Marxists and communists and socialists, they are racist people. They are evil people. They are very premeditated when they come up with this shit. Like they're in it for the long run. That's the problem. Just like with, I'm not going to go into this because I'm on a tangent, but communists are in it for the long run. They know that things cannot be implemented right away. They did it with the schools. They started in the 60s. They started bringing in the Marxist professors, slowly implementing these Marxist and socialist ideas into young kids. Slowly but surely, it started shaping people. Young kids, they grew up with those ideologies. And now look, now you got Antifa in the streets. Even grown adults that were in school 30 years ago. And it was just that, and they knew it from the 60s. They knew that this would happen, but they also knew that it was going to take a while. It was going to take a while, and it had to be slow and steady because it'll get on people's radar and they'll fucking nip it in the bud right away. Like, oh, wait a minute. We got some communist shit here. We're going to shoot that down. But if you do a slow implementation of these sick fucking ideas in a very nice way, not an extreme way, like we're going to control everybody. No, we want to be inclusive. We have to care about people's feelings, right? You care about people's... You don't want anybody to be offended, right? You don't like poor people, right? You don't want anybody to be poor. You want everybody to be equal. So they treat these students like fucking idiots. And it gets imprinted in their brain, and they grow up, and it just keeps getting worse and worse, and now we got the generation of young socialists, which is just fucking bonkers to me. But I digress. Let's fast forward to 2020. You have de Blasio. He is in full Marxist mode, full retard mode, if you ask me. But he is just doubling down on his sick fucking ideology. And so are his cronies around him. The lockdown happens, draconian, 1,000%. I mean, they shut the city down, the greatest city in the world. They shut it fucking down. I was in New York City every day from beginning of the lockdown to now. And it was the eeriest thing. It was great for me because I didn't hit any traffic. I was in and out of Manhattan in less than an hour, which is unheard of now. Okay, so yeah, it was great in terms of that. But it also made me sick to my stomach saying, wow, I have never in my life seen Manhattan like this. I've never seen Brooklyn so empty. And I would say to myself, how the fuck is this city going to come back? These businesses, they're shutting down from the orders from up top. How are they going to survive? I mean, the rent alone is 30 grand for a lot of these places a month. They can't afford that shit. They rely on customers 1,000%. And what do you know? A ton, I mean, thousands and thousands of businesses are gone. And I was saying to myself, like, why? Why is this happening? It doesn't make sense. Other states are doing fine. They opened up again. Or even in the beginning of the pandemic, I mean, they had restrictions, but they didn't shut their city down. And then I said, well, I guess, you know, because the city was the epicenter and stuff like that. But still, you don't shut a fucking economy down over a fucking pandemic. You don't do that. It doesn't make sense. And then I started thinking. So I knew that de Blasio was a communist, right? And communists believe in total government control. They don't believe in private property. They don't believe in private business. They believe in everything ran by the government and the community. So then I started thinking to myself, after I'm watching this shit on TV, how businesses are getting fined, thousands of businesses are closed up for good. And I said, wait, you know what this kind of seems like? It kind of seems like the elites in New York City want to get rid of all of the businesses, all the private businesses, to reach their goal of no privatized business, period, right? I said, nah, there's no way that they could allow that to happen. I mean, like, de Blasio's only going to be in office for another, what, year or two? What's the point? That's stupid. He's not going to, nobody's going to like him. Nobody likes him to begin with. And then I started hearing about how the homeless were being forced to stay in hotels. There's another community ideology, another communist thing. And they are forcing these hotels to hold homeless people, which are destroying these beautiful hotels, and the hotel owners, they can't do anything about it. So I'm like, okay, there's number two. There's my evidence again. That's the second piece of evidence I have. And now, yesterday, there was a video circling around where a man who had his fucking door open, a business owner in his business, had his door open. His front door. And a man in a button-down shirt and dress pants comes in and issues him I don't know if it was $1,000 or more, a fine for having his door open. Turns out, I find out from Jen Romero, the woman from Staten Island, the comedian, political commentator, she's awesome. I love her. Really pretty. That these were not NYPD coming in there. They were not the state troopers. They were the Taxi and Limousine Commission. They have guns and they have badges and they come in and they enforce these laws and they write tickets. The Taxi and Limousine Commission. I didn't know that they had weapons. I didn't know that they had fucking authority over everybody, over anybody for that matter. And then I'm like, and then it dawned, and this poor business owner, everything's on video. He's begging. He's like, listen, I, for having my fucking door open, nobody came in. Nobody was coming in. I needed some air. And the guy, the TLC douchebag was like, I'm not here to argue with you. I'm here to issue a summons, and that's it. Like, a total dick. And I'm like, oh my God, they are really trying to rid New York City of private businesses, right? So I guess this would be the goal. You rid the city of private businesses, where there's virtually none. And then the city itself, the city government comes in, and they start subsidizing, they start opening up businesses funded by the government, controlled by the government. What is that? That's communism. That's Venezuela. That's Cuba. It really all makes sense. And then you have the homeless people being forced into people's hotels against the will of the owner of the hotel, destroying the place, vandalizing it, and you can't say nothing because it's you against the fucking, the kingdom of New York State governors and mayors. You're not going to win, you're going to lose. It's Tammany Hall all over again, only this time it's real, like, hardcore socialism and communism. This is all, I'm sorry, this is all a part of the plan, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I fucking doubt it. I've never seen a public servant, because that's what de Blasio is. He is supposed to serve us as New Yorkers. I've never seen a public servant be so anti-small business, anti-capitalism. Like, holy fuck. I don't think you guys really understand how groundbreaking this really is. I mean, I haven't heard anybody talk about my theory. I could be completely off. I could be paranoid, delusional, grasping for straws. I don't know. But there's too much evidence to deny what I'm saying, to at least consider and be like, you know what? That's a really good fucking point. The guy is literally fine. And the Jews, I mean, that's a sick thing to begin with. They find a synagogue, what, 15 grand for having a ceremony? And Cuomo, see, I don't know what Cuomo's deal is. He's a piece of shit. He's a fucking douchebag elite. I don't know if he's an actual communist or a socialist. I don't know. But he's letting de Blasio do this. So, honestly, if you ask me, yeah, I think he is too. But I think Cuomo's a little more smart about it, because that's why Pelosi and Biden are the ones saying, no, this isn't socialism. We don't like socialism. They know that the American people will reject them right away as a whole. And I'm not talking about the young college kids, the ones that support AOC, because most people think AOC is a dumb twat, because she is. She's nothing more than a bar rag hoe. I'm sorry, but that's all she is. Who just happens to be good at connecting with young people, because she's a young, dumb idiot. So Cuomo's the same way. He knows that he can't be outright socialist, you know, out in the open, because the people will overall reject him. But if he does a slow, like I said, a slow implementation of it, very discreet, incognito, in this, you know, disguising as just being compassionate, and all this shit, you know, we have to care about the people of New York from this COVID mess that Trump made. You guys understand what I'm saying? If you ask me, my opinion, it's a part of the plan to rid New York City of private businesses, of small businesses, any kind of entrepreneurship, any kind of private property. And then the government, the city government, the state government will swoop in and take everything over. They're going to have everything. Everything's going to be government controlled. And a lot of New York City is government controlled. But there are still a ton of businesses that are closing down because of these draconian measures for this fucking bullshit hoax of a lockdown. Exaggeration of a fucking contagious virus. Look at the death rate. Look at the only people that are dying are old and fat. And Cuomo put the people who were sick with COVID into the nursing homes, killing thousands of old people that were not ready to fucking die. They were not ready to fucking die. And nobody talks about it. I mean, we do, but I see on Cuomo's Instagram, the comments, thank you so much, Mr. de Blasio. Mr. Cuomo, you're doing such a great job. Fuck Trump. You're doing so much. You're so much of a better person than him. You help the city so much. I'm like, how the fuck? Like, how the fuck are you that fucking retarded to say that, to actually believe what you're saying after what Cuomo did? And he's such a cocky son of a fucking bitch that he still goes out there like it never happened. Like he's the fucking man of the hour. Like he is Jesus Christ in the flesh. What the fuck is that about? When I see him talking on the fucking TV, like a cocky motherfucker that he is, I'm like, the balls on this fucking guy, man. He got some pair. He's like, yep, I just killed about 10,000 grandmas and grandpas. But you're all idiots. You won't believe that. You just blame it on Trump. You're still going to love me with my widow's peak and my face like Dracula. So who cares? That's him. Because he's an elite. Because like I've said time and time again, New York City is still the most corrupt city in America. By far. Tammany Hall, for those of you who don't know what Tammany Hall is, go on YouTube and watch a 20-minute documentary on what Tammany Hall was, and you will shit yourself. This was back in, what, the 20s? Nothing changed. New York City is still ran by elites. And it never changed. It never fucking changed. There was a lull, like I said. Giuliani fought that system. He did very good for New York City. He really did. And Pataki, as a governor, did great too. I mean, but you see, New York City is so big that one little fuck up, that's it. One little fuck up, like taking away stop and frisk, could destroy the city, and it already did. One little fuck up, like taking away 100 city cops, could fucking destroy the city. That's what a huge city, that's the difficulty with running a super huge city like New York. One little mistake and you're destroying the city. You're going to put it into a dark age, which is exactly where it's heading. So the bottom line is, in my opinion, this is all a part of the plan to get rid of all private businesses in New York City, to get rid of any kind of capitalism, any kind of free enterprise, any kind of entrepreneurship in New York City, so the government could come in and run everything, run the businesses, run the banks, everything. There will be no privatized anything in New York City if this continues, because this is a part of the socialist communist agenda, regime, whatever you want to call it. This is what they're doing. They are fucking locking people up for not wearing a mask. They're not. They are fining businesses $20,000 if they are open or if they're serving alcohol. People sitting in their businesses just trying to. These businesses are trying to stay afloat to feed their families. And they are fining these people and pushing them out of business. Homelessness is at 80,000 people now in New York City. Stay vigilant, people. For those New Yorkers who are listening to me, you gotta talk to your friends. You gotta talk to your family. Get the fuck out and vote. Vote this election and vote the next mayoral election, because you have a lot of communists and socialists coming up. You have that one Marxist cunt, de Blasio's best friend. She's running. And she's probably going to get elected if you people don't step up and nip it in the bud. And then you could work on reconstructing New York City. Because if you don't go out and vote, it's only going to get worse. The taxes are going up. People are leaving in droves. I was in the city a few days ago. I've never seen so many moving vans. They're gone. And the last people you want to leave a city are the fucking millionaires and billionaires because they pay most of the fucking taxes, which pays for everything. It pays for the poor. So now the city's just going to be a big cesspool of fucking poor people. Where's the money going to come from, you stupid fuck? Where's it going to come from? It's going to go under like Venezuela. And let me tell you something. If New York City goes under, that means America goes under. You don't understand how important New York City is to the country and to the world. You guys don't get it. Use your fucking brains. Trust me. If you let this go, if you let the city go to shit, or if you just you sit back and let these communists vote these retards in, the city is done. And it's not going to come back. It's not going to come back. Like before. Giuliani is a rare, he's an anomaly. You're probably not going to get another one like him. Just listen to me. Do your own research. And keep these communists out of America, out of New York City, because they're ruining it. They are ruining it. Do the research yourself. I'm out. Have a good rest of the week.